Thanks. Go ahead and turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy this evening. Deuteronomy chapter number 31. Deuteronomy chapter number 31. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 8 this evening. I had a tremendous blessing this morning in church. One of the things that I have noticed take place when we dismiss on Sunday morning, I love the fact that my wife's back there with me. She's my comfort zone. And when she's back there, it really puts me at ease. But I've noticed something that has taken place in the last few weeks doing that. It's really no more of a handshake type of a thing. It's more of a hug fest. And I enjoy that. Because of this, strangers shake hands. Family hugs. And that's what I've noticed. But there's a gentleman that was here this morning who has been watching on our online services in the southern state. And he was here this morning. And he came up and shook my hand and began talking to me for a little bit and just embraced me with a hug. And I just thought, wow, that just really spoke volumes to me. It melted my heart, to be honest with you. It was a genuine hug. And I appreciated that very much. So I believe today the Bible says to greet each other with a holy kiss, does it not? But I believe I'm not going to kiss you on the cheek, don't worry. That's not my thing. But I believe our hugs are the holy kiss, to be honest. That's just my opinion. That's the Chad version. But anyway, I just appreciate that so much. I love the fact that we all look at each other as family. Amen? Those are some good things. So, and if we look at each other as family, let me say this. When somebody comes in, look at them as a family member, because that would make them feel more welcomed. There's nothing worse going into a church for the very first time and not feeling welcomed. And so I encourage you to do those things. All right, are we in the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 31 this evening? Okay, let's begin reading in verse number 1. We'll read down through verse number 8. The title's not up there this evening. I didn't have time to do those things. But the title tonight is, Inspire Those Around You. Be Inspirational. Okay? Verse number 1, it says, And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said to me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Shion and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. This is where I get the word inspiration tonight, as Moses is talking to Joshua here and to some other folks. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. With that being said, does that not inspire you to go out and do the will of God? When somebody says, be strong, be of good courage, fear not, for the Lord thy God goeth with thee. I tell you what, that is inspiring to me. Verse number 7, it says, And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, again, we count it a privilege to be here this evening. I thank you for your folks who are faithful in coming out. Lord, I know there are some that are still not feeling well. Lord, I know Nick, his little one, has not been feeling good all week. And so, Lord, I just pray that you just reach down and touch and heal in her body. I pray that you be with Sarah as she's able to be with her daughter during this time to give the comfort. Lord, we know there are so many other folks who are suffering with some ailments. We thank you tonight for allowing the Foots to be back with us again. And Lord, how it's been such a long time. But Lord, I thank you for the sweet reunion that you've been able to let us have this evening. Lord God, as we go into your word tonight, I pray that our hearts would be attentive to your word. And I trust that it would be a blessing to your people. And we ask it in your son's name. Amen. As we continue tonight with the word fruitful, we come upon the letter I. That's obvious because the first week was F, then we went to R, then last week it was U, and now we're in a letter I. The word that we are going to use tonight, if you haven't figured it out already from the passage that we just read, is going to be the word inspirational. Moses, as he was getting ready to depart from this world, astounds me in this area because he was doing this. He was still inspiring those around him. Think about this. We have some elderly folk in here, and I'm not here to pick on you this evening. I've done enough of that with the soup supper. I'm not here to do those things. But just imagine being at the age of 120 years old, knowing that you're going to depart from this world, but you're going to be offering great wisdom to the folks that are still going to be behind. To me, as I go through this story and I see this, I'm thinking of a man who's trying to inspire those around him and to still continue the work that needs to be done. That's what Moses was doing here. Before we even get into this text, we will see a few inspirational quotes from the Bible. Why is that? Because after all, the Bible is where we go to be encouraged. It's where we go to be inspired. Jesus knew what others went through in life, did he not? He suffered the same things, if not more, than what we have in our life. And he had his word, the Bible, written for many reasons. And one reason is this. We can think of many reasons tonight, but the one that we're going to focus on tonight is to be an inspiration to many people. Go ahead and turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8. The book of Nehemiah, chapter number 8, and we're going to share some verses here that are very inspiring. Nehemiah, chapter number 8. And for the sake of time tonight, I went ahead and wrote everything down. So we're going to read here. It says, "Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Well, what's so inspiring about that? What's the great news about this verse here? I will share with you. The great news is you don't have to worry about much. Isn't that something that's inspiring? When it comes to the Lord being in your life, you, out of all honesty, you don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because the Lord's going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about much. Why? Because God will make you strong. God will give you the strength for the strength that you need to have to get through things. When I played basketball, I'm going to give you just a little bit of story about myself. I'm going to be honest with you folks. I miss playing basketball. It's usually about this time of the year I start to train my body to get back in shape to play in a sport that I played for so many years. And my body knows the routine. And there's times in September it's starting to wake up from its somber slumber. And it's wanting, hey, Chad, we've been doing this for so many years, so let's get back in shape and let's get ready to go. Well, I haven't been able to do those things for the last 3 or 4 years, mainly because during the time that we shut down because of COVID. But it wasn't just a COVID thing that hit. I also had the ablation that I had to have done to my heart, so I had to scale back on some things. But when I played basketball, no matter what team I was on, and I'm talking about the word strong here, no matter what team I was on, my teammates always encouraged me to do one thing. They did this because of my size. They did this because of my strength, and they did this because they knew they can depend upon me. Here's what they all said to me. Go strong. That's what their words of encouragement. And they said this for a reason, because if you were to watch me play basketball, I had the most rebounds on any team that I played on. Are you saying, why did you have the most rebounds? Because I had the most misses as well. And so whenever it came time, I hear laughter over here. That's not really that funny. but it is funny. But when I would miss my shots quite often, but I would have a lot of rebounds. And so here's what they would do. They would encourage me, Chad, go strong, finish strong. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about missing it. Grab that rebound and put it right back up. That encouraged me to keep going on in the games of hoop. And I know I'm just giving you a silly illustration, but there are some times in our lives where we're going to be encouraging to others. But life is almost like a basketball game. And what do I mean by that? Basketball is up and down. What do you mean by that? You're constantly running from one end of the court to the other end of the court. And as I got older in my life, I was no longer running from one court to the other end of the court. I would run from one court to the half court line, and I'd walk the rest of the way. I began to play smart as I got older in this. But life is like a basketball game. It's up and down, back and forth. Life is exhausting, but God, through it all, will make you strong. That's the great news about that verse that we just read. Every heartache and every trial, God is making you strong through this. And I'm so glad that the Foots are here tonight, and I know that they've had some sickness in their life, and Nancy went through some sickness as well, and many other folks. But do you realize, even in your weakest moments, when you're not feeling the greatest, God's using that time to make you strong. God's using that time, and I know it sounds silly, it doesn't sound right, but God's using that time to give you strength even though you're weak. You know, I enjoy, to be honest with you, I enjoy the fact when I'm sick and I'm at the pulpit. Because when I'm weak, God gives me the strength to get through. And I've been to the pulpit many times where I'm very sick. But God gives you the tremendous strength to get through what you need to get through. And there's times where I don't want to quit preaching because of those things. But God, through those heartaches and through those trials, he's going to continue to make you strong. Another verse I want to share with you tonight, go ahead and turn to the book of Isaiah chapter number 41 tonight. Book of Isaiah chapter number 41. I also, when I was doing this the other day, I had 15 places of scriptures that I wanted to share with you tonight, but I actually shortened it down to about four or five because I didn't want you folks to be here all evening. And you can say amen to those things, that's okay. But in the book of Isaiah chapter number 41, it says this. Let me turn there. I forgot to turn there. You guys are already ahead of me. But Isaiah chapter number 41. I'm getting there, folks. It says this in verse number 10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." Remember, these are verses of inspiration. These are verses of encouragement. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The great news about this verse is God has told us himself not to be worried or to be scared. Why? Because God will not abandon us. If that doesn't inspire you to work for God, I don't know what will. I mean, we don't have to be scared for anything that we go through. No, because God's with us. In other words, he's holding our hand through the trials. He's holding our hands through the tribulations. He's holding our hands when we're on the hospital bed, not feeling the greatest. God is with us. He will not abandon us. Go ahead and turn your Bibles this evening to the book of Psalms, chapter number 34. Psalms chapter 34. And you're probably just like me, going to the book of Psalms. We find so much comfort. But in the book of Psalms, chapter number 34, it says in verse number 10 as well, it says, I hope I didn't write the wrong verse down. "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." Well, what's the great news about this? God is our provider. God is our provider. I shared with you just a little bit this morning as we're in our main service, and we talked about giving just a little bit and how I used to hate giving because I was always fearful of not having the funds and the necessities in life that we needed at the time. But I found out as I looked through back on my life, God always provided. There's great inspiration in Scripture. God is our provider. Go ahead and turn your Bibles again to the book of 1 Chronicles this evening. The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. First Chronicles, chapter 16, we'll read verse 11 this evening. It says this, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually." Regardless if we have everything, here's what we need to do. Continue to seek the Lord. Amen? What great verses of encouragement. What great verses of inspiration that we have this evening. God is so inspiring to us. All we have to do this evening is open our eyes and open His book, and then we will begin to see with our own eyes how inspiring He is. Before my death or before the rapture, whatever takes place. And I'm not worried about if it's the death. I'm not worried about if it's the rapture because I know no matter what, I will be in the presence of the Lord. So I don't need to be scared being upon my deathbed. I know people go through that fear in their life. But God's given me great peace about that because either way, I will be in the presence of the Lord. But with that being said, whatever takes place, I hope that my life, because of God, will inspire others to go into the ministry. You know, that's one of my main goals. Not just to lead us closer to Christ, but I hope I can inspire a young person to surrender their life to become a preacher, to become a missionary, or to become a preacher's wife, or to become a missionary's wife, to give their life to God. We have all had many people who have inspired us and have encouraged us along the way. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know where I'd be without those folks if they weren't inspiring me, if they weren't being an encouragement to me. For me, I have many people that have done those things. But the one who has left a lifelong impact on my life was my father. I thank God that even through his sickness, even through the heartaches that he went through in his life, he was still being an inspiration to me. Well, what was he inspiring you to do? Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Why would he say those things? No different than Paul giving instruction to Timothy. Paul knew Timothy. He knew his weaknesses. He knew where he would fail in some areas. And my dad knew me. He knew me when I get discouraged. When I face discouragement, I want to quit. Can I be frank with you this evening? I've been very discouraged this week. Very discouraged. But you know what? God has inspired me to Scripture. The word quit has never come to my mind. Why? Because it's worth it. It's worth going forth for Jesus Christ. You might be asking, what is so inspiring about this passage that we read back in the verse of Deuteronomy? I'm going to turn my Bible back there this evening. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 31. And we're going to point out just a few things that I believe that are inspiring. Again, let's look in verse number 1. It says this, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel." What's so inspiring about this? Okay, I'm going to share with you what's inspiring about this. Moses was 120 years old, who still had the strength, who still had the desire, who still had the stamina, but knew his life was about to end. And he went to a group of people to speak to them, to encourage them to keep going forth. He says this in verse number 2, he says, "And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day." When you think about this, a lot of us in here are not that old when you think about the age of Moses. 120 years old, he's still working for God. 120 years old, he's still doing the will of God. He's still speaking. We still see him leading. And we still see him giving direction in the lives of people as well. I say this for a reason. God doesn't give us an age. God does not give us a disability to where he doesn't want to use us. Amen? I was online this week. Has anybody ever heard the evangelist of David Ring? David Ring was a man, I forget what disease he was born with, but he has very slow speech. I was listening to him talk to a group of people just about how magnificent of the day that he's looking forward to, and he looked at the song, "What a Day That Will Be." And this is how he talks. "There is coming a day." Isn't that exactly how he sounded, Chris? But he did not let his disability to keep him from doing the work of God. Matter of fact, I found myself being more in tune listening to what he had to say. He was talking about how long his dad's been in heaven of 28 years. He's talking about how long his mom has been in heaven of 30-some years, something of that nature. And he was looking forward to what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And then he got to the second verse as he's talking. He says, "And there'll be no more heartache over there. No more burdens to bear." And I'm not saying that to make fun of him. I'm telling you, this is his disability that he has. And to me, that was inspiring because God does not look at the person's age. God does not look at the person's disability because God wants to use every single one of us. And if that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. If that doesn't want to make you charge hell with a squirt gun, I don't know what will. Because God wants to use you. God doesn't give us an age, or he doesn't give us a disability to where he doesn't want to use us. But we are the ones who put an age on things. We are the ones who say, "Well, I got this disability, I can't do it." Let me remind you, God will give you the strength to do what he has called you to do. Amen. Just recently, I was talking to someone that can't get out of their house anymore, or even do the things that they truly enjoy. You know, we take so much for granted. We're able to go here and there just at our free will. But there are some who cannot do those things anymore physically. But what stood out to me in this conversation was this. Despite what they are going through physically, and take in consideration not just the physicalness that they're going through, but the age as well, they still have a desire to do the work of God. And the work of God has increased in their life. Why is that? Because they're not going to sit there in self-pity and complain about their age. They're not going to sit there in self-pity and complain about the disability that they're in right now. What they're doing is they're focusing their life and they're focusing their eyes on God. And they're saying, "God, you know my physical condition. You know my age. God, I depend and I rely upon your strength to continue to work for you." And they are doing the work for God. And they're being a help and they're being a blessing to those that are around them. To me, that is mind-blowing, to be honest with you. But we focus on our age, we focus on what we can't do no more, and we put ourselves into retirement. When some people get to the age of retiring from the workforce, here's what also takes place. They also retire from working for God. God has no retirement age. Not all are guilty of this, but some are. But understand this, God still has a great desire to use you for his ministry. Well, what are you saying tonight? I am trying to inspire you. I'm trying to encourage you to continue to work for God. He will provide you with the tools. He will provide you with a health as long as he sees fit for you to do the work that he called you to do. Talk about being inspired by others. You have no idea how that encourages me. Again, just this week, Chris, Jalen, and I were having dinner with a dear friend we've known for many years. For the last few years, we've been meeting in the fall time and just getting together and having a dinner at their place just to get caught up. I say this for a reason. It's encouraging to get caught up with old friends. It's encouraging to sit around a table, to have fellowship, and just talk. And here's what really took place. We talk about the goodness of God. But we were there having some good time. But however, this was going to be a different time for us because there was going to be some news given to us that was going to be sad for us to hear. And we didn't want to hear it. The news was this. Our dear friend is now in stage 4 cancer. And here's the sad thing about this. We get sad. We were sad when that news began to drop on our lap. But as I begin to look back at this individual, there were no tears from this individual. What there was a smile on their face, and they were saying, no matter what, I'm here and I'm still going to do what God wants me to do. I was just inspired. So now they're in stage 4 cancer, and the doctors don't even know where the main source of cancer is coming from. To some people, to the average person, that doesn't sound like a big deal to us. But it is a big deal because if you don't know where the main source is coming from, doctors do not know how to treat it. And so they've done many tests. They've done many things to try to figure out where the source of cancer is coming from. They can't figure it out. So therefore, they do not know how to treat it. And they were saying, I don't know if I have 6 months. I don't know if I have 2 or 3 or 4 years. All I do know is I have today. And I'm not going to let this discourage me. I'm not going to let this get me down because I have everything to gain. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. And then I heard these words. I'm not going to seek treatment. I got sad for a brief moment, but I couldn't remain sad because I'm still seeing a look on their face. Because even with death knocking at the door, they're so looking forward to going into the presence of their Lord. Man, that inspires me. That inspires me. She isn't afraid of death. She's actually excited about it because of a few things, and I'll share with you the few things. First thing she's excited about is she will be with her God. She will be with her Lord. Second, she will be reunited with her husband who's gone on before her. And third, she'll be reunited with her mother. Why does this inspire me? Because her love is so real for God, she longs to be with him more than to be here in this earth. That inspires me. She has no reasons to stay, but she has every reason to go to be with her Lord. These two people that I have mentioned will continue to do the will of the Father until God calls them home. We are surrounded with people that are inspiring if we are just to open our eyes. Take a moment and just look around. One of the greatest stories that has ever inspired me as I sat through school, I shared with you this morning, I wasn't a very good student, but I love history. Believe it or not, I love history. I always look forward to going to rereading a book about Jim Elliot and the missionary journey that he took. I don't know if you folks are familiar with his story, but I tell you what, after every time that I read that story, that inspired me. I wanted to go get my pilot's license and get certified in those things so I can get an airplane and take gospel tracts to a land of people who needed it. But it didn't end very well for Brother Elliot before his plane crashed. Took him into eternity. Well, that's sad. No, it's inspiring because he was doing the will of God. And that's what I see with these two folks. This motivates me even more to keep going for Jesus. You mean you want to quit at times? Yes, I want to quit at times. To your surprise, I do. I do because I focus on the circumstances. I do because I focus on the discouragement. But what I need to be doing is to be focusing upon my Heavenly Father. Here's what is encouraging, found in verse number 6 and verse number 8. Let's read these again. As Moses is talking, he's saying, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Verse number 7, it says, "And Moses called unto Joshua and said to him, In the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt confess them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." These words alone should be inspiring us to be fruitful for him. We need to be strong and to have courage. Now, if these words won't inspire you when it comes from man, how about if it's coming from the Lord? This should give it a whole other meaning. What do you mean? Turn your Bibles to the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. Remember back in Deuteronomy 31, Moses is 120 years of age. He's getting ready to pass. Verse number 1 of chapter 1 of Joshua, we pick up here, and now we see that death has come upon Moses. Verse number 1, it says this, "Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying," I read this a little bit slower because I want you to understand, it says, the Lord spake unto who? Spake unto Joshua. So these next 8 verses that we're going to be reading are words from God, from the Lord to Joshua. Okay, so let's pick this up. Verse number 2, it says, "Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Does that verse sound a little familiar? Back in the book of Deuteronomy? Okay, let's continue to go on. Verse number 6, it says, "Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance land, which I swear to their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." You want to know what has inspired me about these two stories that I told you just a little while ago? Because of this, they're being strong. They're being courageous. They're not in fear because they know the Lord, their God, is with them. And if that's not inspiring, I do not know how to inspire any other way. Sure, we have some unfortunate circumstances in our life. Sure, we go through some unfortunate trials and tribulations in our life. But the Lord, our God, is with us through every single moment. And all we have to do is stand. He will give us the strength. He will give us the energy. He will give us what we need to get to have to get through that time in our life. From this day forward, we need to be inspiring others to continue to do the will of God. Folks, we have enough. We have enough discouragement in this world. We have enough discouragement from each other. How about we change some things and be an encouragement and be an inspiration to the people that God has allowed us to be around? Amen? This world is depressing. This world's discouraging. We don't need to feed into it. Amen? Amen to that. I hope this has been inspirational to you tonight. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we are grateful that we're able to be here again tonight. I thank you for your people that have come out. I pray, Lord, it's been a blessing to them. I pray that in these next few moments, you just bless our fellowship with one another. And we ask you these things in your name. Amen.